exciting news. Gettle is now the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L, we make comfort easy to spell.
Coast to coast, nonstop action. This is the premier source for National Hockey League news, scores, highlights, and the Anaheim Ducks. It's time to light the lamp with Alexis Downey.
Welcome into Light the Lamp. It's been a while since I've just hopped on and chatted by myself. No interview for this episode. There's just a lot going on in hockey that I wanted to talk about today. Certainly some things with the Anaheim Ducks, women's hockey, the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Memorial Cup, just a really busy time of the year for hockey. So plenty to catch up on. It's great to be with you as always this offseason. I feel like has really been rolling along so far. I feel like the season just ended, but now I'm looking at the calendar and it's May 30th. We're almost into June. It's almost draft time. Hard to believe how quickly things are moving along, but the playoffs might be part of the reason things are moving quickly because we still have hockey on our TVs, which means it's not the off season for everyone, but it is the off season, unfortunately, for the Ducks, but hopefully that will be different in the future here shortly. But I want to start off this show today by highlighting women's hockey in a huge congratulations to the first ever PWHL champions, PWHL Minnesota. They took a 3-0 victory over PWHL Boston in game 5 last night. They hoisted the first ever Walter Cup. Really exciting for women's hockey and truly a special night overall for the league in general to get to this point, have that trophy, see all of those fans at the game. Unbelievable to see the support that they got in their inaugural season and everything that's to come. Very exciting for the PWHL. The MVP was given to Taylor Heise as she had quite the season with Minnesota. She led the league in goals with 5 during the playoffs and was also tied for first in points with 8 of them in 10 games played. And I saw a pretty cool tweet about her as well. Just the last 14 months of her life that BR Open Ice pointed out on Twitter. She became a world champion, winning gold, led the NCAA in goals at the University of Minnesota. She was also the first overall pick by PWHL Minnesota. And now she can add MVP and a Walter Cup to that list. Quite an accomplished season for Taylor Heise. And one of the things that I really liked that the PWHL did this year, and I think was a big part of how they were able to grow in their inaugural year, is they made the games very accessible to watch. You could watch pretty much, I think it was all of the games on YouTube throughout the season, their PWHL YouTube channel. They also have the condensed version of the games if you want to go check out just some of the highlights from the games. They also were on local big networks, TSN, Bally Sports Minnesota, Nesson in Boston. So just having that accessibility for fans to watch and then, of course, the option to watch on YouTube, I think was a big win for the league in their first season and getting more eyes on women's hockey. And I think about a couple months ago when I had the chance to speak with Hillary Knight of PWHL Boston, also Annie Cammons, who was a part of our Women in Sports Night here at the Ducks, who's the VP of Hockey Ops for the league. Just their overall happiness with how the league has been this year and appreciation for all the hard work that went into putting this together and seeing it come to fruition, all that hard work. Truly an amazing thing to see, an incredible accomplishment for women's hockey. And the thing is, there is so much more to come with this league. I mean, they announced that they're having their awards June 11th in St. Paul, Minnesota. Pretty cool that it'll be in the same state of the team that won their first ever championship. Also, the PWHL draft is going to take place the day before on June 10th, which is coming up not too long from now. So exciting stuff for the PDUB. Happy for them. And have to give a little tease as I'm going to be chatting with Kenzie Lowndy Soon, who was the play-by-play voice for the finals. Looking forward to talking with her and diving more into that inaugural season, calling the finals, and everything about everyone that was involved in it this season. All right, so we're just going to keep rolling with this show and move more into the Anaheim Ducks team news now on this end. Hasn't been a whole lot, except for, of course, the huge victory for our guys, Lukáš Dostál and Radko Gudas, who just captured gold at the World Championship with Czechia. So exciting for them. They did it in their home country. Prague was the site for this year's World Championship. And man, did the fans show up for them. It was truly incredible to watch that game, seeing them win that championship. It was a 2-0 shutout win over Switzerland in the gold medal game. Lukáš Dostál, Dosti was in the net for that one. 31 save shutout. Dostwall, as we like to call him. All of Czech knows about Dostwall now. And it was the first gold for Czechia since 2010 and the first time that they won at home for the World Championship since 1985, which was then Czechoslovakia. So really special event for Czechia in their home country, of course. Dostal finished the tournament with a 6-2 record, a 1.58 goals against average, and a .939 save percentage. He had three shutouts, including that gold medal win. Incredible stuff from Dosti. Super happy for him to get all of the love that he deserves that we know here in Anaheim and we got to see through this past season. He earned the tournament best goaltender honors and was also named to the media all-star team. So great stuff. Congratulations to Dosti. And of course, Gudas, he wore an A throughout the tournament for a reason, of course, deserving that leadership role with the team. Loved to see that. And he had a point in this tournament. He had an assist and was +7. And we got to see some of his classic big hits throughout as well. So the two of them, quite the pairing. Really, really happy for them getting those honors. And I'm going to also tease once again. We're going to get to hear from the champions next week right here on Light the Lamp. That's going to be a great episode. I'm still working on the details of when I'm going to be able to get to chat with Lukáš and Radko. As you can imagine, they're pretty busy right now. They just met the prime minister yesterday. They had a parade and I want to dive into all of it. I want to hear the stories. It's looked incredible. I've been following along. Hopefully, we'll get to hear from them soon, likely next week right here, as I said, on Light the Lamp. But I will keep you guys posted, hoping that one comes to fruition once they have a little bit of time on their hands. But in looking at the World Championship, let's talk a little bit about how they got to that championship, that gold medal. They had to take down USA in the quarterfinals, in which Czechia had a 1-0 shutout once again. Dosti coming up huge in that game. Now, on the other side, Trevor Zegras was a part of USA in this tournament. He had a shot on goal in that game, and he only ended the tournament with a goal and an assist. Only 2 points for Z. His goal coming on the power play. Not exactly the best showing for Trevor Zegras in this tournament. Some of the other Ducks players having better tournaments. But, you know, it's good to see Zegras having the chance to represent Team USA on that stage, that international stage. And some of his teammates had really big tournaments. Matt Boldy, Brady Tkachuk, they had quite strong showings in that one. Now, after that victory for Czechia, they went on to take on Sweden in the semifinals and had a huge 7-3 victory. That game was the first one throughout the entire tournament that Sweden trailed in a game. I have to be honest, I wasn't sure what to expect in that matchup. Isaac Lundestrom, a part of Team Sweden, so certainly cheering for him throughout the tournament. He had a good tournament, 5 points in 10 games played, 2 goals and 3 assists. He was also a +5, so great to see from Lundy getting some points on the board. Now, of course, Sweden falling, but then going on to play in the bronze medal game where they took a victory over Canada, a 4-2 win. And on Canada, another Ducks player, Olin Zellweger, was a part of Canada in this tournament. He had 5 points, just like Lundy, with 5 assists this time, and also was a +3. So on the end for Lundy and Zellweger, great to see again. You know, I'm not exactly sure how much attention the World Championships get here in North America, the United States, because of the Stanley Cup playoffs that are going on at the same time. And you have to factor in the time change. You know, the games here were earlier in the day, ranging from anywhere from like 9 a.m., 11 a.m., earlier in the day, because, of course, Prague from California time is 9 hours ahead. So playing that factor into it, I feel like I watched a lot of these games because, you know, there were a number of Ducks representatives in it this year. Very fun to see some of those guys, you know, getting this chance on the international stage representing their countries, but also watching the playoffs that have been going on. But, you know, you can watch both, as the games earlier in the day and then the playoff games later in the day. But anyways, one more Anaheim Ducks organization representative, Pavel Regenda, a part of this tournament too. He had 4 points with Slovakia, 1 goal and 3 assists. So overall, good World Championship for most of the Ducks players. Trevor Zegras on the lower end of that, but you got to be happy to see some of the progress with the other representatives. We're going to keep it rolling, talking about more Anaheim Ducks news, because I know I was out of town the week that there were some organizational moves that were made that were announced, so I haven't had a chance to talk about those. I want to just recap some of that right now. Back on Tuesday, May 14th, the Anaheim Ducks announced that Rick Patterson was promoted to general manager of the San Diego Gulls, and now the former GM for the Gulls and also assistant GM to the Ducks, Rob DiMaio, left the club due to personal reasons. Now, Rick Patterson has been with the Ducks for the last 20 seasons. He is a veteran. He has a lot of NHL experience, a lengthy background in general in hockey, most recently the director of pro scouting. So now the GM for the Gulls, and Mike Stapleton was named assistant GM as well. Some other news on the team side for the Ducks, and I'm sure many of you saw this news when it came out. Ducks assistant coaches Newell Brown and Craig Johnson, both of their contracts were not renewed by the team. We're going to miss these two. You know, CJ, he was a great guy. I had a lot of really good conversations with him outside of hockey, sitting on the bus, just talking with him whenever I saw him, and he has quite the impact in SoCal for hockey here. So all the best to him moving forward. And on the end of Noel Brown, some big changes, I'm sure, coming to the Ducks power play next season without Noel, who had been with the team as an assistant the last 3 seasons. You know, he had 3 total stints in Anaheim in general. So he's one that you fans and anyone listening, I'm sure, are very familiar with. But the Ducks did have their power play struggles towards the end of the season, so it'll be very interesting to see how that plays out moving ahead into next year and how those spots will be filled. And on the news of that for Newell Brown, I mean, great timing with this show today, as the LA Kings announced actually today on this Thursday that they hired Newell Brown as an assistant coach, adding him to their staff. So wishing him all the best going forward, a Michigan State Spartan just like myself. But, you know, he's going to be up in LA now, so we're definitely still going to see some of him, as he'll be working with the Kings power play and forwards now with LA. Lastly, the NHL draft is under a month away. I was just saying, it's May 30th. We're almost into June. I think back to last year at this time, we were getting ready. We had the draft lottery. We knew where the Ducks were picking that number 2 spot. This year, the Ducks have the number 3 overall pick, the 3rd overall pick. Looking forward to seeing who the Ducks take. And it's a different situation this year because last year at two, you have the opportunity to kind of set the tone of the draft. You know, Connor Bedard was going to be the consensus overall number one pick, went to Chicago. The Ducks then had the chance to set the tone, pick someone that they wanted at that second spot. Same case here, but in third necessarily, you don't know who is going to go at two. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be in Vegas. It's at the Sphere, June 28th, 29th. We're going to be there. We're going to be live once again. Last year, Kent French and I had so much fun, 8 hours between the 2 days. We're going to be doing both days once again. I'll have more details for you as that gets a little bit closer, but get ready for that. The Ducks are picking third. They have plenty of draft picks. Once again, adding to that stock, just piling up that talent in the prospect pool. Really, really excited for that. And just a reminder that we have exciting news. Gettle is now the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/Ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L, we make comfort easy to spell. That brings me to our next piece of this episode. Talking about the league in general, some NHL news. It's hard not to want to talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs because that's what we have going on right now in the NHL, amongst a couple other offseason movements. But in looking at where the playoffs are at right now, the conference finals are going on. I've been watching a lot of the games, of course. When I was out of town, a little bit less, but now that we're in the thick of it, getting into all these games, a bit easier to watch with only 4 teams remaining. Dallas and Edmonton in the Western Conference Final and Florida and New York in the Eastern Conference Final. Let's start with the Western Conference Final. Dallas and Edmonton, as of today, they're tied 2 wins apiece in their series. The last 2 games have been kind of a similar pattern. On the flip side for each team, it's been a strong first period by one team, and then this script kind of flips going into the second and the momentum swings. So last night, Edmonton got the win, tying up the series. Previously, Dallas was able to come back in game 3 and get the win in that one. So, of course, I'm in on Dallas because I mentioned that in the episode with Emerson that I have them winning the cup this year. So I've been keeping my eye on them. I think that they're just a complete team. They have solid goaltending with Jake Oettinger as well. I think about that stick save that he made on Connor McDavid in game 4 last night. Incredible. Just, you don't see that too often in goaltending, and it was quite a save. But just, it's going to be tough looking ahead for Dallas, I think, right now, because they don't exactly know the status of Chris Tanev as they lost him in game 4 on Wednesday night after he blocked a shot. Now, I did see on Twitter that he was spotted walking through the airport in a walking boot. Could be a big loss for Dallas. But on the other side, Edmonton is, I mean, we know they're an offensive team. We saw, unfortunately, the numbers that they put on the Ducks this season, but they have a very top-heavy team. You know, McDavid is leading in points in the playoffs right now. I have to say, I don't know if I'll get any hate for this, but I would be happy to see Connor McDavid win a Stanley Cup because it's good for hockey. That's how I view it. I think back to when Alex Ovechkin won the Stanley Cup. It was great for hockey. He certainly celebrated. It was one summer that was had in D.C., and it was really good for hockey. So seeing Connor McDavid potentially get to the finals, win a Stanley Cup, it would be good for hockey, but I'm going to stick with the Dallas Stars because they were my pick in this one. And one other thing I want to mention from Edmonton last night, Corey Perry came back into the lineup and he made a difference like he likes to do in the playoffs, having an assist on the opening goal for Edmonton. Ducks fans like to see Corey Perry in the playoffs and curious to see if he comes back in once again in the next game on Friday. Now, Sam Carrick did have to go out in that case, but great to see Sam Carrick and, of course, Adam Henrique, a part of this playoff run with Edmonton as well, cheering for our former Ducks players. Now, Florida and New York, the Eastern Conference Finals. This series has kind of been interesting to me, also tied up at two right now. They're going to be taking the ice once again tonight. So by the time you listen to this episode, one team is going to likely be ahead in the series. But I feel like a lot of people suspected that this was going to be the Carolina Hurricanes' year. They are, once again, another very complete team. However, the Rangers, they were so dominant and they took care of business, taking them out, moving on, getting to the finals now. The last three games between the Rangers and Panthers, they have gone to overtime in this series, game five tonight, as I mentioned. Now, the last two games, I was looking at some stats from those games. Florida has outshot New York 77-46 with a big shot advantage as well overall. I personally like Florida in this series, and I would have told you that before it even started. They're very experienced. They have that depth, and they're a tenacious team. They also have been doing well with their power play recently, which pays dividends in the playoffs, of course. But then they have, on the other side, blocking those shots, Igor Shesterkin. He has been phenomenal for the Rangers, a big reason that they've done so well in the playoffs. 925 save percentage in the playoffs to this point. Igor has been very strong. So I think this one's going to come down to the wire, but we'll see. I like the Panthers in this one, see if they can get back to the finals. One other thing, speaking of New York goalies, I want to mention this because the Henrik Lundqvist Open Heart documentary on Netflix, I just watched it last week. It's fantastic. I would really highly recommend it. You get to learn a little bit more about what really, you know, went on with the end of Hank's career with the Rangers, how he got to Washington, then all of the personal health problems that happened, and basically how his career came to a close. It's a bit emotional too, but I would really recommend it if you have not seen it yet. Also, the NHL announced today, actually before I recorded this, that the finals are set to begin. The Stanley Cup final is set to begin on Saturday, June 8th. A little over a week away. So exciting. I keep seeing that Stanley Cup final commercial and it gives me chills every time. The clock's counting down, all the different Hall of Fame players that they have in the commercial getting ready to celebrate with their team, starting with our very own Teemu Selänne with the Anaheim Ducks. Hoping to see something like that once again soon here in Anaheim. Of course, I know you guys are as well, but really love the commercials that the NHL puts together every year in the playoffs. Wasn't a huge fan of the earlier commercial with the Colorado Avalanche relationship couple. They broke up, then they watched them win, and I don't know, that one wasn't exactly on brand for what they normally do, so I was happy to see that they came out with a killer finals commercial. So as I wrap up the NHL, I want to lastly talk about today some prospect news, because I like to do that to keep you guys informed of some of the players down the pipeline for the Anaheim Ducks. And not a whole lot, as I mentioned, of course, going on right now. But on the end of the Memorial Cup that is going on last week, I had the chance to speak with two Ducks prospects, Wojtek Port and Rodwin Dionisio. And you can go check out that episode of Light the Lamp. That was episode number 140, as this is episode 141, and we talked all about how they were preparing for the Memorial Cup, getting to face off against each other with their respective teams. Dionisio also just signed his entry-level contract with the Ducks back on May 17th, so we talked all about that, his excitement to get started in his professional career as well. And the two teams, each of their respective teams, have already played in the Memorial Cup. They played in the opening game last Friday, but they're going to be playing again in the semifinal tomorrow night. Saginaw and Moose Jaw taking on each other. Now, Saginaw won the first meeting 5-4. Curious to see who the winner is going to be for that one. Now, the winner will play London in the final of the Memorial Cup on Sunday. Exciting stuff. So we're guaranteed one Ducks prospect to be playing in that final on Sunday. And I have a great stat for you from producer Steph. He told me that the Ducks have had a prospect in every Memorial Cup going back to 2017-2018. Of course, the Memorial Cup was canceled due to COVID in 2019-2020 and 2020-21. But since 17-18, the Ducks have had a prospect in every Memorial Cup. Really good note, speaks to the depth that this organization has. So that'll do it for this show. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Light the Lamp. I'm Alexis Downey, as always. Great to catch up with you and looking forward to a busy week next week. Plenty of interviews for you. And as we get closer to the NHL draft, talking about some of those prospects that could be in the Ducks' future. Make sure to come back again next time for more hockey talk right here on DuckStream presented by Gettle. And get your home cozy with Gettle Rejuvenation for just $129. We'll prep your HVAC for the season so you're ready to cheer on our Ducks. Call 866-671-9822 or visit Gettle.com/Ducks. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.